Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Number two, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining us now, and let me just bring everybody up to speed. Wednesday night when we were doing the show live, after the first segment, my guest, Keita Bussey, was experienced. She was in the middle of a bit of a medical emergency. We didn't know this at the time. And so I took over the interview of her guest because it was a weaponized woman segment. And in the meantime, I'm communicating with her via text, and she ended up having to go to the hospital and basically stayed in there for the last couple of days. It had to do with she basically, her workouts are so severe that her muscles began to break down and was giving off some sort of an enzyme that was poisoning her blood and causing her to go into renal failure. So I'm glad that we got that taken care of. But subsequently, we didn't get any new Dean Weingarten material. So tonight we're going to do a mini marathon with Dean. Dean's been kind enough to stay for both of these hours. And we're joined again by the gentleman who more people read his columns than anybody else in the gun culture, that being Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. I'm glad to be here, as always.
Glad to have you. Let's talk a little bit. Let's talk about what I do know about. Okay, so you picked up on this thing with a 12-year-old boy who apparently with no training was quite the pistolero, and he defended his 73-year-old grandmother in North Carolina. Tell me about this. I talked about this. Tell me a little bit more about this.
Well, you might know a little more than me. You say that he was a pistolero. I'm not sure if he used a pistol or a rifle or exactly what gun he used.
That's just an assumption of mine.
Okay. So, I mean, he might have used a .22 rifle for all I know. And that certainly would be something that a 12-year-old might well know how to use well. And what happened was that you had some home invaders, at least two young home invaders. I believe they were teens. And this is a modest apartment complex in North Carolina, Goldsboro, North Carolina. And somewhere between about midnight and 1 a.m. on the 13th of February, these home invaders came to the door and they forced their way in. And the home is the home of Linda Ellis, the grandmother, 73-year-old grandmother. And her son was at the door, answered the door. They pushed him in and forced him down to the ground. Then they barged into the kitchen. Now, at least one of them had a gun. We know one. And for whatever reason, maybe to gain compliance, maybe she didn't do exactly what they said right away, they shot her in the leg. And her grandson, 12 years old, was in the house also. But he accessed a firearm somehow while this was going on. We're not told exactly how. And he opened fire on the home invaders, and they fled the house. And one of them ran down the street part of a block and collapsed, and the police found him there, and they transported him to the hospital, and he expired. He died from his wounds. The suspects were masked, which doesn't mean much nowadays. Everybody wears masks, it seems like. But the suspect that was killed was Cahill Herring, and he was 19 years old. And we don't know, at least the last I heard, they didn't tell us if they had captured the second suspect or not. But 12-year-olds defending people with arms is not really all that new. I think 12 is the time of the Jewish bar mitzvah, when boy children are said to come of age. And they have, at 12 years old, they often start participating in military defense situations in tribal societies. And so they have shown that they can be effective defenders. And the firearms make all the difference. Because usually a 12-year-old boy is no match for a grown adult if you're just using ordinary muscle strength. But if you have a firearm, well, as they say, it's the great equalizer. So 12-year-old children are often able to use firearms to defend their families and themselves against any kind of predator. And that's what happened in North Carolina. These teenagers who, well, at least one was a teenager, who invaded the home, they were human predators, and they were preying, in this case, it appears, on relatively poor people of modest means. And why they invaded that particular apartment, we have not been told. But you see similar things involving other predators. Over the years, I've covered a couple different situations where children used firearms to defend themselves and their families against animal predators. And I'm working on elaborate on the story. I covered it at the time a few years ago in 2017, and that was when an 11-year-old, Elliot Clark, in Alaska, killed a charging grizzly bear with his shotgun. The bear had already knocked aside two family members as it charged the group. And in 2014, 12-year-old Alyssa Caldwell had her rifle. She was out elk hunting with her father in New Mexico. And she and her father had left the area where they had been standing looking for elk and started going to another spot. And the father remembered that he had left some binoculars back at where they had been standing. And he told Alyssa, "Wait here, I'll go back and get them and come back." Well, he left, I think it was about a quarter mile back there, and Alyssa is just waiting there, and she's looking, and suddenly she sees a mountain lion that was stalking her. And it was within just a few feet away, probably no more than 5 yards, 15 feet. And she had her rifle with her, and she was able to get the rifle up to her shoulder and fire and kill the mountain lion from just 15 feet away. There's no question that the cat was interested in her as prey, or it wouldn't have been stalking her and coming that close. And the New Mexico Game Department investigated the case and ruled that it was self-defense. So what we see from this is that firearms work. They work very well for defending yourself, whether you're someone defending yourself from crime in one of America's towns or cities.
Let me get you hold on right there.
Yourself from a grizzly bear.
Hang on there. We'll be right back. Talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking to Dean Weingarten, we were just discussing a second pass at this bond hearing for Kyle Rittenhouse, where the father of a sexual predator got upset with the judge. Would you care to continue, sir? We still got Dean.
You could say Anthony Hoover was a sexual predator because he was convicted of domestic violence and strangulation. But it was the initial attacker, the initial person that Kyle killed, that was a convicted sex offender and had spent most of his life in jail. And that was, Mr. Rosenbaum. Let's see, what was his first name? It'll maybe come back to me. But it wasn't Hoover. Hoover was convicted of was a felon convicted of other things, but not necessarily a child sexual predator.
Okay.
So to continue on, so what happened is that you have this hearing. And I have to give a lot of credit to Judge Bruce Schroeder. He's been a judge for 36 years in Kenosha, and he was appointed by a Democrat, and I'm pretty sure that he is a lifelong Democrat. And he was extremely fair and careful and explained to everybody that this is going to be a fair trial, and he's not going to allow any prejudgment of the trial in his courtroom. And one of the things that he said was that he would not allow the word victim to be used in his court. And the reason is because you don't know who the victim is until you adjudicate the case. Kyle Rittenhouse says that he was attacked, and I would say, in my opinion, the video evidence clearly shows that he was attacked, and that would make him the victim. And yet the people who attacked him are claiming victim status, or the prosecutor is saying they were the victim, because when they attacked Kyle, he defended himself. So the judge says, no, we're not going to allow victim in this case. We are going to wait until it's adjudicated before we assign that title of victim, which is a strange thing in today's society. Seems to be something everybody wants to be. District Attorney Binger, tried to bring Kyle in, tried to increase the bail, asked for a warrant, and Judge Schroeder just schools him. He shows that he's wrong on the facts, he's wrong on bond procedure, and that he's wrong in the way he represents the law. This is not a good thing if you're a prosecuting attorney, and a judge shows you're wrong on everything. So, judge also assured everybody who was present that he was committed to the rule of law, a fair trial, due process, respect for constitutional rights, and he repeatedly stated he would treat everyone in his courtroom without regard to skin color. Well, this is something that would normally be applauded. But Anthony Hoover's father, Anthony Hoover, was shot when he attacked Kyle and then pulled on the rifle and died. His father had been invited, I'm presuming, by the district attorney to this virtual hearing. He was not happy with the way the proceedings were going. And he read a statement in which he accused Kyle Rittenhouse of being associated with hate groups and white supremacists and militia. Now, why that would be bad is hard to understand in terms of militia. And none of that has been shown to be factual. And then he said, and this is pretty clear, he says, whatever the statutes are, if Kyle's out on bond, the statutes are wrong. So that shows he doesn't care what the laws are. He doesn't respect the law. He wants what he wants. So then Judge Schroeder gave his ruling, and he told the DA that, yes, Kyle's lawyer had not corrected the mailing address, but that Kyle had showed up at every hearing as he was supposed to, that he had never heard of a case where correcting a mail address resulted in a higher bond or in a warrant for the person's arrest, and that he was not going to do it in this case. And another important point in this case was that at the bond hearing, the DA wanted to be able to know the physical location where he was abiding, his abode, of Kyle Rittenhouse. And Rittenhouse wanted that to be sealed because there have been many death threats on Kyle Rittenhouse. And the judge says, no, we're not going to give it to the DA. It's not that I don't trust you, but it's just better all around if we limit the number of people who get it. So when the Judge Schroeder gave his orders, John Hoover, the parent of Anthony Hoover, the father, gave him the middle finger salute right in the camera. And maybe Judge Schroeder was looking aside when that happened. Not sure. If you look at the video, you can see it very clearly. I think that the judge thought, well, this is a virtual hearing. There's nothing I can do right now to have a bailiff arrest him or anything. And he's expected to be a grieving father. His son was killed a few months ago. And so he didn't do anything. But it's a very, very unusual situation for a observer in a court to give the middle finger to a judge and to have no action taken. So well, I think Judge Schroeder was extremely lenient in this case.
Well, let me ask you a question. Even with a grieving parent, would that be allowed in a courtroom?
You think? No, almost never. I'm not saying it has never happened. It may have. But judges just, they don't put up with that type of disrespect for the court. Now, he might have gotten a warning. That can happen sometimes. But if you watch the actual hearing, and it's on YouTube, and if you go to the Amiland article, there are links to it. It's 52 minutes long. And you can see that this John Hoover seems to have anger issues. And in the comments, many people have said, well, gee, you see why maybe his son was a convicted felon and, did some pretty stupid things when he attacked Kyle Rittenhouse. If his father acts this way, maybe it's something he learned.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans may start seeing stimulus checks as soon as this weekend, so said Press Secretary Jen Psaki during the White House briefing.
Department of Treasury and the IRS are working hard to get relief payments out the door as fast as possible to the American people.
She called it the first wave after President Biden signed the massive stimulus bill into law. The nearly $2 trillion measure cleared the Senate and House with no Republican support. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is slamming President Biden's take on the border. He told reporters the policies have created a crisis amid the surge in children trying to cross the border without their parents. He called the situation an issue of national security. The California Republican saying he's asked for a meeting with Biden, but he hasn't heard back yet. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Dr. Anthony Fauci is warning people who want to travel for spring break to be cautious a bit longer amid the coronavirus pandemic. Fauci saying he wants people to have a good time on spring break, but warning not to put their guard down completely. As far as when things will be able to get back to normal, Fauci tells NBC's Today Show,
"Well, I think it's going to be gradual, Savannah, and I think it's really going to start as we get more and more people vaccinated. We know from the president that we're going to have enough vaccine to vaccinate everybody in the country by the end of May. If we really turn on the afterburners and get a lot of people vaccinated, the overwhelming proportion of the population, I think by the time we get into the mid to late summer, early fall, we're going to start seeing a big, big difference."
The number of Americans filing initial jobless claims is coming in lower than expected. The Labor Department reporting 712,000 Americans filing for first-time unemployment benefits last week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Coming to you live. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. Goodness gracious, this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. I did all kinds of things today to make the show sound better. Put a preamp in the line between the mic and the box. So the mic is sounding right. I'm the problem. I have lozenges. We'll try something in the next break. Thanks to a George Soros-funded $2 million, by the way. State's attorney who selectively charges those arrested for committing crimes, and a political leadership class bent on defunding and destaffing the police, Chicago's crime rate continues to surge. You know, as far as defunding the police, I'll tell you what I think about that in just a minute. I'll tell you that. Anyway. So right now, what you have is utter failure in the city's criminal justice system. They're not holding anybody accountable for violent crime. And to combat this, the residents of Chicago, they are tooling up, and good for them. And some media are actually reporting on this. The Block Club Chicago splashed the story just hours before Joe Biden took the reins of power, and now more and more folks are reading and hearing about it. Carjackings have been on the rise in Chicago for more than a year. After a 135% jump in 2020, the trend is continuing, with 61 carjackings reported in the first 10 days of 2021. And as the city officials and police scramble to address the issue with meetings, city council hearings, and community alerts, some Chicagoans have decided to take matters into their own hands against the advice of law enforcement. They are applying for concealed carry permits. Yes, Murder City USA is a problem outside of the violent perp shooting at the innocent and the not-so-innocent in the nation's largest open-air shooting range. Carjackings, like I said, that's off the charts. They dominate the homepage at CWB Chicago, a website that covers crime in the Windy City. Mayor Lori Lightfoot's hand-selected police superintendent, David Brown, claimed that his department made 1,127 carjacking arrests in 2020. CWB Chicago writes the real number is a tiny fraction of that wild claim. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown called a press conference Thursday to talk about the city's carjacking problem. He opened his remarks with this claim. In 2020, there were 1,417 incidents of vehicular hijacking. Chicago Police 1,127 offenders for these crimes. According to CWB Chicago, that's false. Completely false. Completely off the charts, not true. Last year, Chicago police arrested 178 people for vehicular hijackings. Source of that information? The Chicago Police Department. The other 949 arrests that Brown lumped in with those were for criminal trespass to vehicles, a misdemeanor that simply means someone was inside a car without permission. In fairness, sources in Chicago law enforcement have said that state's attorney Kim Fox often charges carjackers, or at least persons caught driving carjacked cars, with CTTV, or criminal trespass to a vehicle. So Brown's claim isn't quite as dubious as CWB Chicago suggests. And at the same time, 2021 has already started off with a surge in carjackings from the Chicago Tribune. The recent ridiculous spike in carjackings across Chicago is due largely to young people taking cars around the city to joyride in the vehicles, then dump them, a police official told Alderman Friday. That sounds innocuous, doesn't it? Just kids joyriding. Never mind that the cars are typically stolen at gunpoint with a message from criminals that noncompliance will result in getting perforated. There have been 166 carjackings in Chicago so far in 2021. Police have made 108 arrests, but 58 of those arrestees have been charged only with misdemeanor trespass to vehicle. So going back to the Block Club Chicago story, there was nothing harmless about the jackers who struck a Northwestern grad student profiled by the Block Club. Kelly Milan, a Northwestern graduate student, was carjacked Friday morning in Hyde Park in front of William H. Ray Elementary School. At 8 a.m., the budding journalist drove her 2014 Jeep Cherokee to school to interview students at the Hyde Park Herald. I got out of my car and locked my car and was in the middle of the street when I saw a running car in the middle of the street. Immediately, I thought something bad was going to happen. Then two guys got out of the car. One guy made eye contact with me and started running towards me. I just started saying, no, 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 no. And I winced because he's running towards me, and I thought he was going to take me down. Then I started saying, please don't hurt me, please don't hurt me. And he said, where are your keys? And he forcibly went through all of her pockets. He grabbed the keys and the phone. The other guy was just leaning by the car watching it. I was begging for my life. It was really, really terrifying. You never think you're going to be a victim of a carjacking, let alone one outside an elementary school at 8 a.m. But here we are, and it's happening. And this is not a unique story. Carjacking shut up 135% in 2020. They went up from 603 in 2019 to 1,415. And right now, the carjackings are on a pace to break last year's record, with 61 happening in the first 10 days of the year, up from 22 during the same period in 2020. And then there's the shootings and the homicides. You know, I've just been talking about carjackings. As of Sunday evening, the body count came in at 8 homicides and nearly 24 fatal shootings per HeyJackass.com. You know how in the Chicago PD television series the cops always catch their bad guy? In the real world, CPD catches the culprit just 2.7% in non-fatal shootings. And due to all of this stuff, Chicago residents are tooling up. They're buying guns, they're learning how to use them, and they're applying for their license. And sometimes we can, we can drag horses to water, but ultimately people have to decide for themselves to drink the truth. Truth is a very simple thing, too. I love the truth. It's so simple. It is one of those things that will truly set you free. If you find yourself in a violent altercation, the only way you're going to win this violent altercation is to be hyperviolent, to give back more than they are able to handle. For some, that means, you know, that pointing that out to somebody is very upsetting for some people. But barring the, you know, unless you're going to become an MMA fighter, well, you're going to have to get a gun, and then you're going to have to learn how to use it, and then if unfortunately somebody's running at you, want your keys, you're going to have to pull it. And if they keep running at you after you pull the gun, then you're going to have to start pulling the trigger. Because if you don't, then they're going to take the gun and your keys and your phone and probably shoot you with your gun as they exit stage left. So, a lot of things involved in this. A lot of moving parts. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We were speaking to Dean Weingarten. I'm calling this the mini marathon. We didn't get to speak to him actually live on Wednesday due to a medical emergency that my weaponized woman had. So we're doing it. We're catching up. So we're done. Are we done with the Mr. Huber there, the bereaved Mr. Yes. Huber?
Yes, we are, but there's a follow-up that I wrote another article about.
Okay.
It just appeared on AMLAM, and after the hearing, the next day, and what it appears to me, I mean, if you look at the hearing for the bond, it's clear, at least it seems obvious to me, that the district attorney invited in all these people who had attacked or who were related to those who attacked Rittenhouse to make it appear like there's this huge public sentiment against Kyle Rittenhouse in Kenosha. It seemed very unusual to me to bring in these people who perhaps should be charged with crimes themselves or their representatives and bring them into the hearing, but it was done in this case. And I'm not sure how much control the judge had over that. But the next day, what it appeared in that hearing is that there was this sort of cooperation going on between the far-left activists in Kenosha and the district attorney's office, and that they were trying to taint the jury pool by attacking Kyle in the court of public opinion and trying to say that he was a white supremacist and that, he killed these protesters for no reason, which anybody who watches the video can see that that is not true. And so the very next day after the hearing in which, in my opinion, Judge Schroeder spanked the district attorney Binger, and said, look, what you're saying is the law is not the law. What you're saying are the facts are not the facts. And what you're saying is the correct bond procedure is not the correct bond procedure, but as a consolation prize, we're going to require Mr. Rittenhouse and his attorney to correct his postal address so that we can make sure that notices of court hearings get to him, although he's never missed a court hearing. Anyway, so the next day, so the hearing was on Thursday, the next day, Friday, what happens at the courthouse? But a dozen far-left protesters show up on the steps of the courthouse with media coverage, and in my opinion, they were trying to intimidate the judge. They said that Judge Schroeder, because he followed the rule of law and because he refused to participate in the political persecution of Kyle Rittenhouse, should be taken off the case. I mean, it's absurd. We're living in this theater of the absurd. Now, it wasn't as if there was a large crowd. It was fairly cold in Kenosha on that day. I think it was in the well below freezing. And cold weather is not inducive to mob violence. I think anybody who's experienced protest, it doesn't generally happen in the wintertime where it's cold. But they were able to get about 12 people there. About half of them were white, and about half of them were black. And to make these ridiculous claims that Kyle was somehow being given favorable treatment because he's white, it just was not true. In my opinion, it couldn't be further from the truth. He was being given very unfavorable treatment by the prosecutor because he's white. So that's what we saw. And there's another link to the hearing there, and it shows a link of the protesters doing their chanting and claiming that the judge should be removed from the case. And it is their right to be able to do this under the First Amendment. But it seems quite clear that these people don't believe in the rule of law. They don't believe in due process. Judge Schroeder did everything by the book. He gave all the indications of why it was so. He cited the rules. But they indicated they don't believe that the rules should be followed. They don't believe in the rule of law. They don't believe in due process. They don't accept the idea that the rule of law and due process is how Western civilization has achieved the enormous progress it's made, especially in the last 250 years in the United States. And in spite of all the contrary evidence, it appears they want to abandon the rule of law, due process, and go the route of Venezuela, the old Soviet Union, and Cambodia, where there was no real law. It was just whatever the ruling leftists thought needed to be done at the time was done. Well, we think Kyle is bad because, you know, he shot people who are our allies. I mean, even if they were convicted felons and under the rule of law he was just defending himself, that's not good because they were our allies. That's how I interpret it. So I think it was absolutely correct that Judge Schroeder refused to give the district attorney's office the physical location of Kyle in order to protect him. And we will see what happens. Kyle's attorney told the judge, "We look forward to our day in court, and the truth will set Kyle free," which I thought was a nice bit of poetry to throw in there.
Well, I just find it interesting that they're out there referring to people. I mean, two of the people, we don't know what Huber had in mind when he did it, I don't guess. Do we know what he threw at him?
Well, there are three people that were shot.
Right.
One was Rosenbaum. He was a convicted child molester, spent most of his life in prison. He was the first one. We see him on film, on video, earlier in the day, very angry, trying to incite violence, shouting at various people who are trying to keep the area calm and protected, shoot me, and then the N-word, shoot me, and then the N-word. And he's just trying to provoke violence. I mean, it's very clear. There's testimony from another person who said that he was with Kyle when Rosenbaum threatened them, both of them, and said, if I ever catch either of you alone, I'm going to kill you. Then Kyle gets separated from other members of his group because of the way the police are interacting, and he's trying to help people as a medic. And then Rosenbaum and a few other people start chasing Kyle. Kyle's running away from them, trying to get away. Rosenbaum is in the lead. There's actually a reporter who's then followed behind Rosenbaum. Another person fires a pistol, and it's certain that Kyle heard this shot, although it was fired in the air. It appears to have been an attempt at provocation. Kyle is getting into a tight spot where it's not easy, clear he's going to be able to escape. He turns around. There are cars behind him. Rosenbaum is closing very rapidly. Rosenbaum tries to grab his rifle. Kyle shoots Rosenbaum, and Rosenbaum goes down. Of note, Rosenbaum may have been trying to get killed. He had just been released from the hospital after two suicide attempts.
Right, right, right. Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on that. We're about to flip into the next hour, which is new territory for me and you. So you hang on for me. Dean's stuff, the stuff that we're talking about right now, the stuff that this is stuff he has written, and it is waiting for you at amoland.com. We're going to do it again in the next hour. Stand by. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.